It's exactly as it was back in the 80s when the National Party was in power. And as I said when I gave my little speech, when the National Party fell, when P.W. Botha had his stroke and, F.W. took over and decided to release Mandela, then for about 5, 6, 7 years, the SABC was an independent organization. There was no government control. That was back in the 90s. And then, predictably, the ANC decided to go the same way as the National Party, and it's got worse and worse ever since. And as a result, of course, you've got independent stations like ENCA doing a much better job. We've got social media these days, and you have this, which is a government organization. And this guy, Claudio Motsoeneng, has made it even more so recently. And as Yusuf says, he needs to fall. Then the SABC, hopefully, will get back to being an independent organization. It's partly cloudy, it's partly, as another person said, a very weak board, and the fact that they are under SABC control. But the journalists who work there, as back in the 80s, they want to tell the truth. And that is a good sign, because at least they are prepared to stand up for what they believe in. And I think that's really fantastic. So good luck to them, and I hope they manage to get what they wish.